The Quantum Increments of Progress, written by Z. Charnot, June 6, 1998. Part 4. Factors of cause may be involved in these linked or connected relationships. However, the links or connections may be more related as sequences, sets, and clusters showing advancement, progression, etc. Both direct experiences in life and the dramatizations of life show these sequences, these sets, and these clusters of events and of processes. Heading: Dimensions. To provide sequence is the function of dimensions. The temporal dimension provides the sequences of the past, of the present, and of the future. The spatial dimensions provide the sequences of above and below, in front of and behind, and leftness and rightness. There is a when-where continuum, a space-time continuum. As events and processes unfold, the energy and the pattern, the substance and the information flows into and out of the entity or the organism. The source of energy and of pattern is a supply field. The outflow of energy and pattern is an export field. A field is normally defined as space within which or through which forces influence, function, or operate. Forces are the agents of change, change of direction or motion, a change in state. That definition of fields may be generalized to be a dimension or dimensions, not only space, within which or through which a force influences, functions, or operates. Heading: Form is an artifact of process. Forms are an artifact of processes, more particularly the processes of life. Form is a derivative of the process function, using the terms of calculus. These events and these processes of life occur at many scales. Example, the molecular, the cellular, the histological, tissue, the organic, the organism as a whole. Each structure and its function entails systems gain, synthesis, and composition. An analytic investigation is without hope of disclosing life factors. Analysis derives its knowledge by taking things apart, whether with one's hands or with one's mind. There are social and ecological relationships between organisms, both of the same species and of different species. These social and ecological relationships entail the flow of energy and pattern within and between the organisms. Substance or matter is equivalent to energy in a potentiated configuration. Information is pattern, usually at a different scale, in a coarsely configured form. Heading: Order. Life involves a quest for order at all levels, not static order. The order of fixed form or fixed substance, but dynamic order. Order which relates more to more, more extensively. Order which combines with a quest to diminish or to eliminate obstructions and discontinuities within and between the events and the processes of life. Order is generated by morality. This relating, this moral order, entails the linking and the connectedness of everything to everything else. It may even be said that the life quest for order is majorly a diminishing or an elimination of obstructions and discontinuities. At the same time, The life quest for order is also an expedient linking and connectedness with foreshortened distance and greater conductivity. The life quest for order may compress the sequences provided by dimensions. Heading: Frontiers and Borders. At the periphery of awareness and of attention, we have a discontinuity. Our senses provide remarkable resolution using the relatively coarse apparatus of our senses. Our senses combine with what we know to generate perception of the stimuli of awareness and attention. Sensing is a process. Perception is a process. Adding knowledge to the processes of sensing yields the processes of perception. There are temporal limits to sensing. There are events of change that occur too rapidly and events of change that occur too slowly, which are excluded from our awareness. We have a window of sensation which is temporal, spatial, and scalar. We accrue or we accumulate references in the realm of the familiar. We are conceived and we are born with capacities of adaptation to a wide variety of stimuli. Progressively, we abandon the breadth of our infant adaptation and response in order to increase the rate of response to frequently encountered experience, the familiar. The unfamiliar arouses us. We may brace, grimace, tense, ready to encounter the unfamiliar. Heading: Comfort, Gracefulness, Ease, Calm, and Relaxation. Comfort and gracefulness, free of obstructions and discontinuities, can become transitory goals of life, or at least can become styles of life. Ease and calm have a virtue, a worth, a value. Relaxation, a freedom from tension and stress, determines the forces of fit, of combination, of composition, and of synthesis. Alternatively, we either force the fit, or we forbear obstructions, gaps, and discontinuities. Heading: Resultant Awkwardness and Clumsiness. Resultant awkwardness and clumsiness creates an impediment to either 1. The flow of currents of a neurological or circulatory nature, or 2. The poor distribution of stresses of perhaps many kinds across the poorly fitted forces or gaping junctures between combinations, compositions, or syntheses which we systematically formulate. What we are becoming, and what we do all blend in ecological and physiological circuits, circuits which involve the impediments to 1. The flow of currents of a neurological or circulatory nature, or 2. The poor distribution of stresses which are typical of the configuration at the junctures within and between the events and the processes of life. Fear and closure are prominent sources of such obstructions and discontinuities as such resultant awkwardness and clumsiness. Please proceed to part 5.